Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. In that war, we have a man who has been acquitting himself with great distinction, both in uniform as a combat surgeon, decorated combat surgeon at that, in Iraq, and now as a member of the House of Representatives representing the people of the 2nd Congressional District of Ohio. He is Congressman Brad Wenstrup, and it is a pleasure to have him back. He serves on the Armed Services Committee and the Intelligence Committee, two vantage points from which to consider and have responsibility for overseeing some of the really important issues we wanted to talk to him about. Congressman Wenstrup, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back.
Thank you, Frank. Good to be with you.
I guess I'd like to start with your thoughts on the deal that the president is trying desperately to cut with the Iranians concerning their nuclear weapons program, particularly from the perspective of your Intelligence Committee responsibilities. I wonder what you make of the prospects for this thing being the verifiable, the difficulties with the International Atomic Energy Agency, even monitoring what's going on now, let alone what will happen under this deal.
Well, I would say that certainly the things that the Iranians have asked for in this, or the limitations that they have put on access, make it extremely unpalatable. Nonetheless, just the whole notion of trying to deal with a country that since 1979 has been chanting death to America and continues to chant death to America. And it appears that it's almost a deal at any cost. And I think that that's bad for America. And, you know, we are seeing currently an Iran that is working against the United States and has for many years. I served in Iraq. They were responsible for the deaths of many American soldiers. And continue to fight against this, and it just seems like a bad deal to me all the way around.
Yeah. I imagine during your tour there as a combat surgeon, you had to try to cope with the consequences of some of their improvised explosive devices, the advanced ones that they were providing to the insurgents who cost us dearly in terms of lives lost and soldiers maimed.
Yeah, you know, as a surgeon, you never forget those that you couldn't save. And you don't forget those that are carrying scars of what they have done. They'll carry those scars the rest of their life. So it's pretty hard to sit and accept and think that this is a changed people in some way.
Yeah. You know, Congressman Wenstrup, one of the other things that was worrying to me is that the administration seems to be going to such lengths to sell this deal that they're actually cooking the books on some of the terrorism that is ongoing, apparently downplaying some of the ballistic missile developments that the Iranians are engaged in. These are the sorts of things that will only become vastly more problematic if we wind up giving the Iranians more money, sanctions relief, or a signing bonus. What's your take overall on the advisability of this deal?
Well, you lose the sanctions, and it will only fuel or fund the worldwide anti-U.S. aggression that's coming out of Iran. This is precisely playing into their hands, in my opinion. And I think it's the last thing that we need to do. We saw that the sanctions were effective. Look, they at least want to talk for the first time in decades, and that's because the sanctions are working, and I think we need to continue those. And also, the other concern that we have is the congressional role, and that's very unclear as to what this is going to look like and what Congress's role in this is going to be as far as allowance or not allowance.
Well, we hope it will be active and decisive in opposing this deal, and your leadership in that regard is really needed. Congressman, let me ask you about a related topic. There's a report in today that there are now U.S. special forces based at a facility in Takutum in Iraq. with Shiite militias backed by the Iranians. From an intelligence perspective, to say nothing of an operational security perspective and the personnel security perspective, is this advisable in your judgment?
Well, it certainly isn't a situation I'd want to find myself in as a soldier, to be mixed with that particular entity. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me, and it seems very dangerous for those involved. Now, I have no doubt that our special operators have tremendous talent. However, in this particular situation, it seems like it puts them in greater risk than they would in any other area of Iraq.
Yeah. And again, just another example of kind of how we're treating the Iranians that is likely to redound to our detriment. Let me switch gears, if I may. Again, our guest is Congressman Brad Winstrup, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, as well as the House Armed Services Committee. And I know you're following, Congressman, developments in the Western Pacific, notably the introduction of these man-made islands by the Chinese, and also their attacks, their hacking into our databases at the Office of Personnel Management, your file, my file, a lot of us presumably compromised. We are watching the administration have a so-called strategic and economic dialogue with the Chinese, which seems to be treating these very serious problems as kind of minor difficulties to be managed in the spirit of moving this relationship along. How do you see this relationship at the moment?
Well, I think they're trying to flex their muscles to any degree that they possibly can. You've seen cyber attacks, and I think that that's about building as much information as they possibly can when you talk about South China Sea and areas like that. They're trying to exert their influence on the region. And, you know, it's like the kid that'll push the teacher as far as they possibly can, you know, and then does it finally reach an end? I don't think that they are concerned necessarily about any pushback from the United States of significance. And that's a problem for us, and that's a problem for our friends in the region as well. And they're concerned, where we are in this arena.
Yeah, and I must say I'm concerned about where we are as well. This is unfortunately a situation that you probably have as good an appreciation as anybody for. Talk a little, if you would, about what the kind of data that the Chinese have obtained from files of U.S. government personnel that might be available to them and used by them for espionage or for related kinds of subversive activities in our country.
Well, they certainly are getting a huge database, and from what I understand, that it's up to about 18 million just from OPM, which is a tremendous amount of Americans that are vulnerable then, can be solicited in certain ways. They're always trying to reach out for recruitment. These are the problems that we face, and the House has passed legislation last spring addressing our cybersecurity issues, and we need the Senate to take it up. Essentially, we're at World War III when it comes to the cyber world today, and we need to be out ahead of things rather than trying to catch up.
Let me turn to one other area where we may be lagging, and that is as a result of apparently the number of carriers, aircraft carriers, contracting. We are going to face a situation in which we will not have an aircraft carrier in the Persian Gulf for some months. The rotations now being staggered in such a way that there will be a gap. Having served in that theater, Congressman, what is your sense of both that as a tactical problem, but also what it suggests is more generally the difficulty we're facing with the readiness and maintaining the numbers of forces that we need?
Well, no carrier in the Gulf is certainly doesn't bode well for us and just where we are when it comes to defense in general. You know, we passed a bill in the House. President Obama is threatening to veto a troop funding bill. Some Democrats right now are filibustering it, and they want to hold out more money for the IRS and EPA. But also, you know, you look, I think we'd be willing to end the sequester on the Department of Defense. The president said he would veto that unless he got that for everything. So this is a very serious time as we're drawing down and the rest of the world is taking notice to us drawing down, and it leaves us more and more vulnerable. It's no secret And it's a shame. I believe in peace through strength. And when we have been a great deterrent, we've had great success. Let's just look at the Cold War.
Well, we very strongly endorse that sentiment. Peace through strength is kind of our motto around here, and we appreciate you practicing it in the United States Congress. Again, Congressman Brad Wenstrup, medical doctor, lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, your service in uniform as well as in the House of Representatives is really deeply appreciated, and I hope you'll come back to us again very soon, sir. Keep it up, and be
okay,
well.
Okay, thank you. It's my honor. Thank you.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.